living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So there are ways that we can alleviate vaginal dryness naturally, and I have a wonderful guest on who knows all about menopause and the symptoms of menopause, including vaginal dryness. She is Cheryl Myers. She's a registered nurse. She's an integrative health nurse, just like I'm an integrative medical doctor. She's an author and expert on natural medicine. She's a nationally recognized speaker who has been interviewed by a whole host of awesome, you know, shows and magazines like, you know, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Prevention Magazine. She's published all over the place, Aesthetic Surgery Journal and Nutrition and Complementary Care. And she actually did some research on plant-based extracts, and that was presented at the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology and the North American Menopause Society. She is also, Ms. Myers, is also the head of scientific affairs and education for Europharma. Cheryl, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, let's just get right into this. Let's first talk about, what are some of the causes of vaginal dryness?
Well, as we age, we have certain hormonal changes, and when those hormonal changes take place, it changes the way that the cells hold on to moisture in the mucous membrane. And a lot of the issues with the vagina has to do with the mucous membranes themselves, and also with something called vaginal atrophy, which is when you withdraw estrogen, sometimes you start to see a shrinkage of some of the tissue. So you've got a couple of different things going on. Some women also end up having chronic inflammatory problem that starts to set in. So in addition to dryness, in addition to atrophy, they've actually got a little bit of low-level or sometimes even high-level inflammation going on. You know, menopause isn't the same experience. It varies from woman to woman. So no two women are going to have an identical experience. But some of the commonalities do seem to be that with a reduction in the production of estrogen, we do start to see changes in epithelium or the mucous membranes of the vagina.
So what happens, Cheryl, if there is like a rapid development, a sudden development of vaginal dryness? Is that something to be more concerned about?
There's other conditions besides menopause that can cause dryness of the mucous membranes, and that includes the vagina. So when we look at like an autoimmune syndrome called Sjogren's syndrome, Sjogren's, in fact, I think it was Venus Williams, the tennis player, wasn't it, who had withdrawn from some tennis matches after Sjogren's syndrome. So I think that brought it to more awareness. Sjogren's syndrome can cause dryness and the inability of the mucous membranes to retain moisture. More often you see that present as dryness of the eyes, dryness of the mouth, certainly vaginal tissue can experience dryness as well. So first, what I would recommend is, number one, always get it checked out. I mean, don't self-diagnose. Go find out, is there something, is this just a consequence of hormonal changes, or do I have something underlying more serious that might be manifesting itself as changes in the level of dryness?
Yeah, what about some of the other symptoms that some women complain about, you know, during menopause? Itching, burning, soreness, pain. Does that all just relate to the thinning of the vaginal lining? Is it all hormonal? Or how do you, as an expert, tease that out? I mean, how do you know if it's just menopause or something else going on?
Well, when you look at autoimmune disorders like Sjogren's syndrome, you do, you know, if you start to look at also dryness of the eyes, dryness of the mouth, other things that are going on. But as I said, no two women's menopause are the same experience. And when you look at a woman who has experienced menopause or surgical menopause, they've had to have perhaps removal of the ovaries because of some problem that they're having, and they get a sudden onset of menopause. When you look at that, it's generally a combination of factors, both their history of what's been going on with them, have they stopped having menstrual cycles, et cetera. You can do blood tests to determine at what stage of menopause they are in, what is their level of estrogen production, and all of this gives clues to what's going on. You know, it's not just the dryness itself that causes the problem. Most women may not even notice that. It's the fact that it can interfere with healthy sexual relations, which can be a big loss to some women, the inability to derive pleasure with their partner. That can interfere with intimacy. It can interfere with relationships. Additionally, when you have additional dryness, you can have more micro tears. You can have more damage to the epithelium when you are engaging in intimate activities, which can set yourself up to little minor infections and such. And with the levels of dryness and also with what we call dysbiosis in the colon, it can set women up for a lot more yeast infections. So there's a lot of different moving parts to the machine.
Right. So what about, is there anything when it comes to vaginal dryness, is there anything that women should not do? Or maybe I should say it this way. Are there things that women do that make it worse?
I don't know for sure that there's things that women do that have a huge impact on making it worse. Certainly there are certain medications that cause a drying of the mucous membranes, but that's something to discuss with your healthcare practitioner. Am I on any medications that would make this worse? But I would be a little cautious because a lot of lubricants that women use, a lot of women use topical lubricants, and that's just fine. It helps to protect the vaginal tissue and make sexual relations a more comfortable and pleasurable experience. That's just fine. But look at the ingredient listing. Mucous membrane tissue is fantastic at absorbing things, taking them into our system. So look and make sure there's not a lot of petrochemicals. Look for as natural as possible because it's when you apply it to the mucous membrane, you're going to get some absorption of the ingredients that are in that lubricant. So become an avid label reader.
So what about lifestyle modifications? Is there anything that you like to teach that may help with vaginal dryness before we get into, say, maybe some natural treatments? What are just some dietary basic lifestyle things that women can do?
Well, first and foremost, adequate hydration. That just makes sense. Many women are running around in a semi-dehydrated state and they don't necessarily even know it. They may grab a cup of coffee at breakfast and a soda at lunch, and they don't drink anything till dinner. It's just a great idea to get a nice big jug of BPA-free plastic filled with water and keep it with you, and try to develop a discipline of drinking a glass of water every now and then. It's not a difficult thing to implement. I think many women will be impressed with some of the changes to the skin. A lot of women who complain of, feel like their skin's a little bit on the saggy side or having some issues with developing some fine lines or dryness, if they look at increasing their fluid intake and getting a lot of water on board, they're going to start to notice some changes in the appearance of the skin as well. Additionally, mainstream medicine has demonized fat for a long time, and thank goodness that that needle is starting to turn. And we're starting to recognize that not all fats are bad, and that, in fact, it's not fat that makes you fat. It's empty, refined carbohydrates that probably play a larger role in obesity. So people have been frightened off of fats, but in truth, healthy fats are fantastic for you, like your olive oil and avocado oil and coconut oils. These oils are just chock full of healthy compounds that will help to improve both issues with dryness of the skin and dryness of the mucous membrane. But that's just a change overall to healthier eating.
Sure. So we have only about maybe 30 seconds left. Real quickly, though, if a woman develops vaginal dryness, does that absolutely mean menopause is right around the corner?
Not necessarily, because as I said, every woman responds to changes in hormones differently. And so just because you have these hormonal changes doesn't necessarily mean you're going to experience full menopause quickly.
I'll tell you what, Cheryl, when we come back, let's talk more about how we can treat this naturally. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.